Let's return to our top story, the final report of the Royal Commission into the Northern Territory Youth Detention System. And the heads of Indigenous frontline health and community services are calling on the Northern Territory and Commonwealth governments to accept and implement all of the report's recommendations. Let's hear from Pat Turner, the CEO of the National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation, and Olga Havnen, the CEO of Health Service Danila Dilba.
What we're looking for from the Commonwealth and the Northern Territory Government is an investment plan developed in conjunction with Aboriginal-led solutions to ensure that our children get the best possible care and the best possible system is put in place for our kids in the future. The existing system doesn't work. We all know that. And if the proper investments are made, our estimate is that within 10 years, the Northern Territory Government will save $300 million. And the other thing is, this is a precedent-setting report that every other jurisdiction in Australia should also be taking a close look at in terms of the recommendations and the evidence that was given.
One of the most heartening recommendations, I think, in that report is the proposal for wholesale legislative change. We absolutely believe that having a new act that deals with both child protection and juvenile justice and reframing it in one that you would describe as more of a therapeutic model of approach, that is working with vulnerable kids and families, but at the same time holding young offenders to account and not engaging with high-cost, expensive, punitive models that clearly don't work and that lead to the sort of situation that led to this Royal Commission. I was a little bit surprised to see some very strong comments from the Royal Commission around the inadequacies of the Royal Commission Act itself, the Commonwealth legislation, which appears to fail to compel witnesses to give written evidence. I think that probably explains and accounts for the kinds of conduct and behaviour and the lack of engagement by some of the senior people from the Northern Territory Government, in particular Adam Giles. The fact that we can have a Royal Commission that costs something like $54 million and there is an inability to compel people to be held to account in a really public and transparent way, I think is an indictment on our system, and I would strongly urge the Commonwealth Government to look at amending that legislation immediately.
Olga Havnen, the CEO of Health Service Danila Dilba, and before her Pat Turner, the CEO of the National Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation. They were speaking in Darwin a short time ago.